incredible poverty limits outreach in Gaza. Water supplies in the Middle East could give Christians clout. And Nigeria's exchange rate goes up in missions currency. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are struggling in the Gaza Strip as sanctions are hurting all people. But out of the mire is an emerging church that's bringing hope to the hopeless, despite lack of resources. The Gaza Baptist Church dedicated a new building over the weekend. Open Doors USA supports their work. Speaking from Gaza, Open Doors' Carl Muller says lack of resources limits what the church can do.
But this church is not backing down from sharing their faith, witnessing to Muslims, seeing Muslims come to faith in Christ, and to see the gospel proclaimed.
Preventing physical assistance that attracts people, Muller says, despite that.
Their Muslim neighbors know that when things are hard, they go to the Christian. But here, even the Christians have no resources whatsoever to share. There are goods and services available in Gaza, but there's just no money. Christians in America need to remember that we are their lifeline, because there is no one else to help them.
Go to our website if you'd like to help the Gaza outreach. Next, as Christians face struggles in the Palestinian-held areas of Israel, the Bethlehem Bible College is now producing Christian TV programs for Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa. According to Assist News, the hour-long program is aired twice weekly, focusing on Christian history of the Holy Land. Pray that as people tune into the broadcast, that they'll be encouraged to watch other Sat-7 programming that will plant seeds of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. With the Middle East's water supplies so scarce, managing the resource has become a political issue. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles explains that
there have actually been more wars fought over water rights over the past 6,000 years than any other one issue. Many of the experts say that the next wars in the Middle East won't be over oil, but over water, because water is such a precious commodity, and it's the most basic physical need.
Because they want to share their passion with others, Wiles says they're planning a mission trip to Israel in February 2007. It'll be a vision trip connecting the physical and spiritual realms of outreach. He promises that it'll be an eye-opening experience in two ways.
When you can bring clean, safe drinking water to people who have been drinking out of the ditch or spending hours a day to get just enough water to survive, it creates an opportunity to demonstrate the love of God and builds a bridge to share the gospel with people.
Go to our website if you'd like more details on the trip. Meanwhile, World AIDS Day is December 1st. The pandemic is claiming whole generations, leaving behind millions of orphans. World Vision is partnering with a grassroots program called Acting on AIDS, aimed at college students. Director Jill Hall.
Historically, college students have always been a part of any kind of movement where social change has happened. I think that they have the social and emotional capital, and they're in a place where they're really forming their ideas about the world and what that's going to mean for their vocation beyond college.
Hall says the program now includes 100 campuses across the U.S.
to raise awareness about global AIDS with a focus on orphans and vulnerable children, and to change hearts, especially of students, in order to start thinking of the issue of the AIDS pandemic and the millions and millions of children orphaned by it as an issue of discipleship, as well as one as caring for the poor.
More information is available at our website. And Wycliffe Bible Translators notes that for every missionary who now enters Nigeria, 5 nationals are going out as missionaries to other fields of service. Yet, Bible translation work in Nigeria isn't keeping pace with this movement. So, 6 mission agencies came together to form an organization called Nigeria Evangelical Missions Association to maximize strengths. Pray that shared resources will aid Bible translation work among the many languages that still need it. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.